Alright, what's up, Theory and Theology? I had originally thought I was going to go out and do some delivering today for Uber Eats, and then decided, no, I'm kind of tired. I don't really feel like dealing with that today. I've been doing it a lot lately, so let me just not. So I'm just not gonna do it. But I've been noticing, you know, I was running my little errands. I've got a trip to San Diego coming up Sunday, tomorrow. So I'm gonna, well, and next Sunday as well. But next Sunday should just be just the same day trip. Going down and coming back same day from LA and back to LA. Right now, I'm driving back home after doing errands. I was gonna do some more stuff. I was gonna kind of get into more today, but I really decided, you know, I really don't actually feel like getting up to too much today. It's Saturday. Let me relax. I've been wanting to record a lot about some of the stuff I've been studying, but like I said, you know, I've been kind of on this like Bible kick of stuff, and it's kind of like, I don't really always want to be recording about biblical stuff, but it's kind of like where my interests are. So I don't really want to turn everybody else off just because it's something that I'm into, but also it's like, it's kind of the bulk of what I'm going to study most of the time, unless I veer off. Like, I was studying, like, Freemasonry and that kind of thing. But unless I veer off into something else, and because I've been so busy, I had some job interviews and some contracts to sign. I signed a contract for a 1099 job and, you know, had some other stuff to rearrange and been doing some of my own small biz stuff, and it's just, I don't know, maybe a lot of my mental energy these days is kind of going toward that stuff, like all the other stuff, because I'm noticing I'm not really getting that normal energy that I usually get, that kind of like mental energy where I'm just like super like pumped up about a topic and I'm like able to actually kind of smoothly talk about it. So I haven't really been recording too much because it's like I don't feel like I can really articulate what I've been kind of studying. I do kind of want to talk about the just kind of discrepancies. What do people think about discrepancies in holy texts, right? That to me is something that is a bit important. It's something that I find interesting. I mean, at the end of the day, when it comes to religions and things like that, people have their faith, and there's always going to be somebody that thinks their religion or their belief or their system or their method is better, and they can always prove why. Party A is going to prove why their method is better than Party B, and we're always going to have that. So there's not really a way out of like that kind of thinking, I wouldn't say. I think you just gotta kind of, you know, that just comes with the territory. I don't know if there's really anything that can be done. People aren't always gonna see eye to eye. Everyone's coming from their own perspective, their own life experiences, even in a lot of cases, their own understandings, and like if people see miracles in their lives or they see something that they can say, oh, this was the glory of God, or this was, you know, how I came to this religion, or this is how I left that religion and why I don't believe it anymore, or this is of some demonic thing, or, you know, whatever. That's why people kind of take their method over other people's methods. It's kind of like a common way of interacting, a common way that people interact between their different belief systems, right? So, you know, I'm not really here to like try to argue with people as to like, oh, is your belief system or your religion, is it better? Is it better? Is it worse? Is it, you know, corrupted? Is it more? Is this one more accurate? Is that one more accurate? Like, I feel like that's kind of how I've been. Sorry. How I've been studying lately, what I've been studying lately, is people talking about the different discrepancies. And it's mostly from the Jewish perspective of people talking about the discrepancies in the New Testament. Or so we've talked about Rabbi Tovia Singer already, and, you know, I've been kind of diving into his content because it's interesting, and, you know, he talks a lot about the discrepancies and kind of what some of these, Christian missionaries teach and how it is that their methods are maybe not always, perhaps not always the best of methods. I'm trying to get some air in here, but, like why those methods would be considered, like not always the best. And just trying to like look at it, look at his teachings, because they're very interesting, they're pretty fascinating. But, you know, I'm not a scholar. I know what I know. You know, I think it's new information to me to actually hear a Jewish rabbi talk in multiple details about why Jews don't believe in Christianity. Like, there were only snippets that I noticed before. Like, people would talk about it. They'd be like, oh, they don't believe Jesus is the Messiah, so they don't believe, you know, in Christianity. And like I said, like, whenever I was learning as a youth and was raised in the church, and I would always ask questions because I noticed, you know, coming from a church that, you know, acknowledged the Jewish Sabbath, and you would read other stuff in the Bible that would say, like, you know, and they took on, you know, some of the dietary laws. That to me kind of piqued my interest because I was like, okay, well, if you're gonna do the dietary laws and the Jewish Sabbath, like, what about the other parts when the Bible says, you know, keep my commandments and, you know, talking about keeping my Sabbaths and my feasts and things like that? And I was like, well, there's feasts. Then in the New Testament, you see all the Jewish, you know, the disciples, Jesus, everybody was keeping these feasts. During Hanukkah in 2023, I talked a little bit about some, you know, while I had COVID, I was talking a little bit about Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, and a little bit about the passage in the New Testament where we see Jesus at that festival, at the temple. I have no idea what it means, really, but I kind of, you know, at Solomon's portico, he was like there, and, you know, I kind of put a spin on it. Who knows? It just kind of came out of my head, but I don't know if it was right. I have a feeling it was probably not the most accurate interpretation or whatever, but I was just kind of taking like a what if approach. But, you know, I have been able to learn and practice those things when I was studying with a Messianic congregation. And the Messianic Jews mostly believe in the and the commandments. They believe in the Old Testament. They believe in following the commandments, but they also believe in the divinity of Jesus and they also believe in the divinity of Jesus and the virgin birth and the Trinity, that God is, that Jesus is part of a Godhead of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that Jesus is the Son. And, you know, so they do have kind of like, it's kind of like both. Like, they believe in Christianity and in Judaism, as far as like Judaism, as far as the traditions, but not Judaism as far as that the Messiah, according to Judaism, has not come yet, or has not been revealed, even if they have come. That there's not peace yet, that there's not one world religion yet. I don't remember if it was like the temple has to be rebuilt, but these are like major points that, you know, the Jewish religious people are looking towards. That's why they don't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. There are like multiple other reasons why, but that's why they don't believe. And, you know, for me, it's been pretty valuable to try to figure out, you know, like, what is it that is making people, you know, I don't know, because it's like, when I was growing up, I was like, okay, these can both be right, you know? Christians just think that there's a Messiah that already came, and that was Jesus, and that there's going to be the Antichrist. And then I did talk a bit about how, what do you call it? How there are people in Chabad who believed that that one of the Lubavitch Rebbes was the Messiah. And it's interesting because I'd recorded about it, and then one of Rabbi Tovia Singer had this episode where he was kind of talking back and forth with this, I guess it was a meeting with Jewish males, it looked like, or Jewish people, that if they wanted to confront Rabbi Tovia Singer about anything, he could kind of put the proof toward Judaism as to why, what it was that the Christian missionaries had taught these Jewish people, why it was inaccurate. And, you know, he kind of went partially into telling a story where he was explaining that, you know, when the Rebbe was in the hospital, people were saying, oh, he's not going to die because he's the Messiah, and the Messiah is going to live. And then when he did actually, like, officially pass, then it's like people were saying, oh, well, then he's not the Messiah or something. I don't really understand, but I think that's what they're saying, because they're like, well, if he's passed away, he can't be the Messiah. Like, they thought, some people thought he was the Messiah. And so, you know, so there's all these things. And then when it comes to, I hope this isn't going to be too annoying. I'm chewing this neuro gum. Let's see if it helps my brain a little bit. I had a little bit of C4, but I didn't want to drink too much of it. I'm going to get some light exercise before lunch, but I didn't want to get, like, super caffeinated. So I'm just recording before the C4 officially kicks in. But, yeah, this, you know, Sorry for the noise. Wow. I didn't notice how noisy it was going to be. We got traffic. We got planes. So, yeah. So people talking about the Messiah is a big deal. It's like people believe it's Jesus. People say, no, it wasn't Jesus for these reasons. People say, oh, it was the Lubavitch Rebbe. No, it wasn't him for these reasons. Now there's that one thing that I never fully studied on, that they're saying Netanyahu is going to introduce the Messiah. I don't know where that is coming from. I don't know if that's some kind of biblical prophecy or what, but I'm going to try to link this discussion that I was listening to this morning. Let me see if I can find the name in case I can't link it for some reason. So the discussion, the title, the title's in Hebrew. It's 38 minutes, 10 seconds long. Let me see. I click share, if I copy link, let me see if I can open this without closing up the recording. Everything closes the recording, guys. Let's see if I can just open it in the browser. Alright, it's called, in quotations, Yeshua Believer, then it says confronts Rabbi Tovia Singer. Exclamation, and then it has in parentheses Hebrew sub period, like Hebrew subtitles. And it has a guy with a white tank, beard, mustache, kind of a pastel green cap on, and Rabbi Tovia Singer is up front. There's like some kind of quilt or something behind him with like the 12. I guess it's colorful. I think it represents the 12 tribes. It has like squares. I don't know if it's a cloth or a quilt or a covering of some kind in the back. I don't know if he's at a synagogue and that's like the covering for like the ark where they have the Torah scrolls, or if it's just a decoration. I don't know, but that's what the picture looks like, and it's on Rabbi Tovia Singer's channel on YouTube. His channel is just called Tovia Singer. And so I was listening to this this morning, and it was one of those, you know, that talks about discrepancies. The guy, I can't articulate this too detailed because, you know, I'm still learning. I don't memorize everything. But I find it fascinating how Rabbi Tovia Singer does have a lot of the New and Old Testament committed to memory. And that's one thing that usually did lead me to some questions. Because I remember the Bible that I had before, the one that I got that's newer, that's still very, very old. It's probably like 20 years old or something. But like the Bible I had before that one was, it was like, somebody's urinating in the bushes across the street. My goodness. I swear our house is like, I don't know why all the weird action happens, like, right where our house is at. We had a drone flying over last night that looked like it was spying on my mom. She took some video footage of it, and when she pointed her camera at it, it kind of moved away and then went towards the backyard, and she got some footage of it in the backyard, and it looked like it was kind of coming closer to her. So the drone saw her for sure, and she wasn't sure how long it had been out there. I already talked about that weird guy that walked up in the driveway, when I was sitting in the car like I am now, and now there's some other guy. across the street, we don't have neighbors, we have bushes. It's a front street, and so it's like, you know, there's bushes and then the highway, or like a street on the other side of the bushes. So we just have a row of houses on our side of the bushes, and then our house faces the main road, but there's bushes between our house and the main road. And so there's a lot of foot traffic that comes on our street because maybe they don't want to walk on the other side of the highway. They walk on our side because it's just houses instead of like stores and stuff. So there's a lot of foot traffic over here, and there's like a bridge that goes across. But anyways, so you know, the guy was allowing people, the rabbi was allowing people to ask questions. It seemed like a casual meeting in some type of a hall, either a synagogue or some type of place where they could come and talk. And so this guy has questions, and he's asking, you know, he mentions, I think, Daniel 7 first. But I guess what I was saying was, I remember being younger, having this other Bible where, you know, it had the footnotes of, you know, in the New Testament, whenever they were quoting something from the Old Testament, it had like footnotes to guide you to those Old Testament passages. And I used to like that Bible because I would like look it up. But I think it was an NIV Bible. I think it was like the NIV Teen Study Bible or something like that. I don't really remember, honestly. But that's the only other one I remember having for a really long time. And then I switched to this new Revised Standard Version one. It's just like a hardcover, but it's pretty messed up now. Some of the coding is off of it and stuff, but the footnotes, I didn't really like the footnotes as much as the older one. Like it does have footnotes, but it didn't have the references to like, so you could like cross-reference. So now, like when there's something in the New Testament that says like don't you know in the scripture it is written, or like for it is written, or like, you know, how it kind of refers to like the Bible saying, either if it's Paul or Jesus who's saying, like, you know, referring to the Old Testament saying certain things, or the Tanakh saying certain things. The Tanakh, which is the Old Testament, but you know, Christians don't usually call it the Tanakh. But so basically, referring, you know, I used to like reading those, and so I used to read in the New Testament, and then I'd go, oh, like this is the passage they're referring to, so I go look it up. And I always wondered, I was like, how come it's never the same? Or there's always like an extra sentence in the Old Testament, or an extra sentence in the New Testament, or some of the words don't match up. Like, you wouldn't expect it's going to be like word for word, but I did notice oftentimes it didn't seem like the same thing. And I caught this was like high school, guys. Like, I used to be pretty into reading the Bible in high school. I would read either a chapter a day, or from one bold to another bold a day, or a paragraph a day, or at least like a sentence. But I was like really into it. It was like a hobby for me. I was super into it. So, and I don't even think it was for religious reasons. I think it was just like an intellectual hobby. Like, it helped to have the religion attached, because on Friday nights, and then, you know, for Vespers and for Sabbath school on Saturday mornings, we had a lot of discussion groups and stuff, and so we were able to kind of talk a lot and like discuss a lot. And yeah, we were able to kind of do a lot of talking, discussing. So it kind of did motivate me, I guess, to study more, because it's not like I was just studying in a vacuum, you know. It was like I was studying, but I would often have places to bounce ideas off people. It was kind of debate style, which wasn't really my main preference, but it did kind of help to just have that as a something to, you know,
something to be able to do. And yeah, so I enjoyed the process of studying, but I did notice, even when I would cross-reference on my own, I always was wondering, well, why isn't this the exact wording? And I was like, okay, there would be some room for the words to be a little off, you know, but it should mean the same thing, or there shouldn't be words that just like aren't in one part and are in the other part. Like, I did notice that. It wasn't every single passage, but it was often enough that I even realized when I was looking at what they said, oh, Jesus or Paul or whoever quoted this, and then it sends you to the passage in the Old Testament, and it's like, this sometimes isn't the same thing. And so when this guy in the video with Rabbi Tovia Singer started talking about Daniel 7, what was the argument? I guess the argument was that there's some kind of 480 or 460 years that proves that it's the year 3280. And then Rabbi Tovia Singer says that, you know, that's not what that's talking about. It's actually talking about, not that. It's talking about, something about the temple. It's not to do with that. And then another thing, he was talking about, I guess, one of the Psalms? Was it one of the Psalms or Hebrews? I don't know. I was listening to a lot of his content this morning, so I can't. I know he talked in another video about the book of Hebrews and how there's some discrepancies there with something, I guess, in the book of Psalms. I don't know. And then when this other guy starts in the video talking about the Septuagint, I mean, I'm not gonna ruin the whole thing because you guys can just watch it and it'll explain itself better than what I can say. And I wish I could memorize these things, but for some reason the information just isn't sticking lately. It's just a lot to digest. I don't know what to do with it, but it is kind of interesting with the discrepancies, you know? Because even when I talk about Flat Earth or NASA and those kind of conspiracies, there's a guy that my friend sent me from a Rumble video. Let me see his name. Did I close it? I try to keep things open so that I can refer back to them. Because it's hard once I go into an actual app. If it's not, I try to keep them open in the browser. Because when I open the actual apps, this app that I'm recording on Spotify for podcasters, it kind of kicks me out. What is his name? His name is. Nope, that's not it. It's like Witsits or something. I don't know. Anyways, he runs this website called Audit NASA, auditnasa.com. You can sign up. There's a non-disclosure agreement. What's his name? Let me see if I can search it. I think it's called Witsits. Dang. I searched something else. That's the problem. So I don't have that actual channel open. Let's see if it'll say if it saved my searches. I know it's called Wit. I don't know if it's Witsits or Witsits. Wit. It's. Oh. That's not it. Witsit gets it. I don't know, guys. But anyways, he has that Audit NASA website. That's his main website. I think it's called Wits It Gets It. WITSITGETSIT on Rumble. So he has a ton of videos about Flat Earth and NASA, and are these arguments, ones that are way above my head. But he goes a lot into it and, you know, talks about all these things. And, you know, I kind of brought it up with a friend of mine that I don't really talk about this kind of stuff with too much, but this friend kind of knows how I am. And we both kind of have interests in, like, all kinds of esoteric topics and things, but me and him hadn't really talked specifically about, like, this kind of stuff. His dad was really into, like, conspiracy theories and stuff. And, like, I'm not against this guy. I'm just saying in general, you know, me and one friend have been studying, like, about Flat Earth and NASA and all this kind of stuff, just kind of on our own, just for fun, chit-chat about it. And then I brought it up with this different friend, and because I was like, oh, this is just kind of what I've been diving into, and it's kind of fun. And so I sent it to him, and he was like, oh, like, there's a lot of people on TikTok that, like, debunk the Flat Earthers and the NASA people and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, it's true. It's true. Like, both sides are true. They both debunk each other. Just like in Judaism and Christianity, they both debunk each other. And it's like, when you're coming at two different arguments from two different perspectives, it's kind of like how they say, like, comparing apples to oranges is like, if you're going to say which one's better, I don't know, it depends what you're trying to do. Are you playing sports? You know, when you're at halftime, maybe oranges are better. Are you sick and need the vitamin C? Maybe oranges are better. Are you eating in the car while you're driving and sitting in traffic? Maybe an apple is better. Taste, that's going to be your own preference. Do you want something tart? Do you want something juicy? Do you want something crispy? Do you want something softer? I mean, how can you compare? They're two completely different things, you know? Even though they are both fruits, they're so different, you know? Just like the religions, it's like, they're so different. Like, when people start saying Septuagint or the New Testament, and, like, how, you know, the Christian Bible has different verses in it and some different, you know, wordings and different interpretations, and, you know, how can you compare that to an Old Testament Jewish text? I mean, yes, the Old Testament and the Jewish text were there first. And so it does make sense that if somebody's trying to make an argument for the Messiah, like, why are they not following the Jewish perspective? Because that is a big split. But then we have this whole other, you know, complication that, you know, Christianity didn't stay within Judaism. It branched out to all these other different spiritual and pagan and other religious groups, and still is branching out, and took on a lot of Greek and Roman, you know, like, things with, like, human sacrifice and, like, a divine son, virgin birth, like, all these kind of things that you see in, like, Greek and Roman, like, gods. And if you know the history of those gods, which I don't really know, but I feel like that was appealing to them because it was relatable, as well as, like, you know, the interblending of, like, holidays, Easter, Christmas, all this kind of stuff. It made it more appealing because it's like, oh yeah, if I'm this other religion, I can become Christian because it kind of blends some of what I'm already doing. But Jewish people were like, okay, once you're going that way, you're going too far. Like, it was one thing when it was just Jesus is a rabbi, who knows what's going on with his mother and father situation. He's a rabbi, he's got these disciples, he's living this Jewish lifestyle, and that's all it kind of was. And now it's like some completely different thing. So that's kind of all I really have to say about that. I gotta go in. But that's it for now. Thanks for listening.